SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
The acts of kindness have always been such a great thing to hear about, but lately you feel like all we hear about is fear, about getting sick, you hear about feelings of isolation. But you know what? We're talking with Matthew Barnett from the Dream Center in Los Angeles. And Matthew, you're hearing about all kinds of creative ways that people are being generous. You actually wrote a book talking about changing your world, one small act of compassion at a time. That's how you do things at your church.
Yeah, it's always been that way. You know, it's always been money follows ministry. You never say things like, hey, you know, we have money and then we do it. It's always been you do it first and then the money follows. And so if we really try to not over-rationalize or analyze all the things we can't do. We try not to have too many long meetings when we have a new idea, vision, that would poke too many holes into it. We believe in going and then figuring out as you go. I know it sounds a little reckless, but I think that aggressive stance of just helping people and letting God help us learn how to do it as we go has been what's kept us along for 25 years, you know, standing in L.A. and one of the hardest cities to do ministry, but this 400,000 square foot facility on the Hollywood Freeway is endured because of extreme faith and belief that God loves the people that we're serving more than we do. And if he loves the poor more than we do, he's going to defend the cause. And all we got to do is keep helping people, meeting needs, try to keep a pure heart as possible in doing it, and God will show up along the way.
We're talking with Matthew Barnett today at SOS Radio. And Matthew, your new book, it's called One Small Step, and it's really about a life-changing adventure of following God's nudges. But, you know, in the book, there was a part where you said, you know, you really emphasize the power of simple acts of kindness and the fact that they can actually help rule the world.
Oh, yes. And that's one thing that I've learned in my own life. I've made the mistake as a leader sometimes of getting to a place in 25 years where you start kind of managing the miracle and you forget to, on your own day-to-day personal level, respond to the little nudges that are going on because you think, well, we're helping so many people through the broad vision of what we're doing, you know, and people are doing a great job on the streets. And as a leader, sometimes you can lose touch a little bit of the things that keep you going. And that's not the big stuff. It's the little stuff. It's keeping your ear open to someone who needs encouragement. It's planning a strategy to bless your kids when you pick them up for school and having a heart that says, all right, I'm not going to ask the kids how much homework they have when I pick them up. I'm not going to put all this extra stuff on them. How can I just be a blessing to them when I pick them up? What fun thing can I do or, you know, drink I could buy at Starbucks to bless them with? I mean, just living a life as an individual, looking for little ways to be a blessing. And to be honest with you, when I think that way, it actually opens up the bigger ideas of serving. They come through the smaller things. And so just realize there's no big act of compassion. It's all big, no matter how small it is, when it's done unto the Lord. And that's where the joy comes from.
We're talking to Matthew Barnett today at SOS Radio, and he leads a Dream Center in L.A. And if you've been a Christ follower for years, the chances are you know about God's nudges. You know what they feel like, but feeling a nudge and actually obeying a nudge are two completely different things. Now, Matthew, how have you felt God's nudges to know when it's really his voice, when it's really the Holy Spirit versus just something that's your own physical nature or your own mental nature?
Yeah, usually they're ideas that really contrast my usual day-to-day mindset, and that is kind of survival. It's thinking in the areas of self-preservation, and when I get interruptions that are outside of the norm of what my flesh and the trend of my flesh tends to feel, then I know that God is up to something. I mean, a lot of the things that come to my mind on a daily basis are not things I get up in the morning I'm generally thinking about. But there are things that God puts into my spirit that can train me to be more responsive to the things of the Holy Spirit. And those are needs. Those are situations. Those are impulses to text someone, call someone, you know, tell my own family what I really feel in my heart, but my mouth has not been able to communicate it. So they're just things that are contrary all the time to what I want to do, but they're impressions that come into my spirit that I just learned to respond to. So the book is about saying yes to more things in life and not tuning out those places and not over-rationalizing, getting to the place to where you talk yourself out of being a miracle.
You know, God speaks so much in our lives, and we want to be in tune to his Holy Spirit, and we try to listen, and we look for those prompts. But in the seasons we're in where we're supposed to be physically distant from people, or we're supposed to stay home unless it's essential, it's easy to just sort of get jaded and think like, well, I can't help, I'm not going to help, I'm not going to worry about this. But you know what? There's still a lot of need, Matthew.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're seeing people stay at home and they're giving generous to help like different organizations and missions that are in need. Some people that I know that have never used technology before are learning technology and they're becoming little preachers. I mean, they're getting their cell phone out and giving little Bible studies and they're figuring out how to do different things they haven't done before in the past. And, you know, pastors 70 years of age that used to preach against technology are now saying, you know what? This is what I'm going to use, and they're getting little sermons out there and communicating to a broader audience. So maybe this is a time where people are getting more creative or learning new skills and learning new avenues by which to tell people about the Lord, and maybe typing more of their diaries out for people to be blessed and encouraged. So I'm seeing different weapons that God is giving us during this season that we didn't have before, that we're going to come out of this with a lot more knowledge on how to journal the blessings of the Lord that are taking place and the good news that are happening. I'm almost seeing social media and the church world as being a counter voice, a counter message to the world out there now. And so there's some very positive things that are coming out of this.
We're talking to Matthew Barnett today at SWS Radio, and he leads the LA Dream Center, and they're serving like 13,000 people with meals every single day right in the heart of LA. Matthew, recently we walked through our Easter season, and we're thinking God's up to something. Most of the time, we just see it behind the scenes and we wonder. But Matthew, what do you feel that God's been showing you so far this year?
What God's showing me is to really be focused on what's going to happen on the other side of knocking down this giant. You know, it feels like this virus is like Goliath every day walking out, taunting himself in front of us. And God just spoke to me during this season, you know, and we have resurrection power. The same power that brought Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us. And it lives in us whether we have to watch church online or whether we get to go to church on Sunday morning. Just keep picking up rocks of hope and throwing them at the giants and not be afraid to step up to those things in our life, the anxieties and fears, and be memorable during this time. You know, that's what really God has been pressing upon my heart is, this is a chance for parents to live a kind of life of strength and courage and evidence that they really believe in God to their children, or one day their kids are going to look back and say, I remember that horrible virus, but I also remember my mom and dad keeping a good attitude even though they were struggling financially or whether they were going through some battles. This is a chance to really walk out your faith and demonstrate that everything that we have been saying and all the confessions as a church we've been making for years really starts to pay off. You know, the Easter season, you look at Jesus and all the great teachings that he said on all the dynamics that he taught with. And then when Jesus goes to the cross, the reason why he has so much power, his teaching, is because he lived out everything that he said as a principle when he taught people on this earth, and now he walks it out. And so this is a really great parallel to our own life, that all the things that we have said about God, now we have a chance to demonstrate through our faith and courage in the way that we live it out, that we truly believe in him.
Well, we're talking to Matthew Barnett today at SWS Radio, and he has a new book. It's called One Small Step, and it's about the life-changing adventure of following God's nudges. Because that's how God speaks a lot of the time, through the simple, still, small voice, through those small nudges.
Oh, all the time. And, you know, and that's the thing is, and sometimes when you get aware of those things that are happening in your life, you become much more in tune to just kind of deny that fleshly place in your mind. And then you start getting to the place where you start responding to it. And then naturally you wake up and you start looking for ways to be a blessing. And it becomes less reacting to what God is telling you to do, to where it actually becomes a proactive lifestyle that you just start responding and moving and just always being alert and ready for what is next.
Well, we're talking to Matthew Barnett today at SWS Radio, and his brand new book is out. It's called One Small Step. Thank you so much for checking in today.
It's a joy to be with you. It's an honor. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.